It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
In time for the Saturday Morning Culture Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Culture Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo in the studio this morning for the Culture Show. Dick Newman and Danny Lee over at Dawson Boyd High School. They'll be covering the individual section tournament that's going on over there today. Starts at 10 o'clock. Dick and Danny will have some reports in the morning and then do some semi and championship matches later this afternoon. And I'll be over in Montevideo for the Lacapoil Valley girls section game with Minneota. And that'll tip off around 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's actually four games in four girls section games in Montevideo this afternoon. And we'll be covering the 4 o'clock game with Minneota, as I mentioned. So a lot of sports today here on Q92. Let's turn our attention to Lacapoil Valley boys basketball with head coach Robin Rademacher. Lacapoil Valley boys wrapped up their regular season last night in McRae, and that season kind of went fast, didn't it, Robin?
It seems like it always does. You know, when you start practice and Thanksgiving, you think back to then, and you know, it's like, oh boy, we got a 26-game schedule. It's a lot of games, and the flow of things, you're playing two or three games a week, and it goes by really fast. You are correct. It does.
Okay, you got a couple games to talk about this week.
Yep, we had our last home game, senior night, on Tuesday night. We had KMS coming over, a game that we had lost, a close one. They've been playing nice basketball. I felt we were playing pretty decent basketball, too, and coming in was going to be a good game, and then I think that's kind of how the final score read. It was a good basketball game, and just seems like, you know, we were talking a little bit before we went on air, is right now it seems like we're starting slow and we're kind of finishing slow, and basketball, those are two bad things to have going on right now, and I guess we got time to correct that before the playoffs begin, but we're kind of digging ourselves holes, and then we fight back, and we work to get ourselves into the game, and then kind of right that last 5 minutes, we hit a lull again, and it seems like the games are slipping away from us. And that game, we ended up losing the basketball game 86-78. Once again, offensively, we're not struggling so bad from the offensive side. It's defensively getting stops, rebounds, and, you know, turning those things over, you know, continually like that. And anytime we're just giving up points, it seems like we're always trying to chase to catch up, and it gets to be kind of wearing on the guys out there. So, you know, that's what one thing we can do this week. We'll watch film and get ready for the playoffs. We don't do a lot of that, but it's time now with playoffs around the corner. So KMS, tipped their hat to them. They played a nice game. I would say what I call it, they played a perfect game. They shot the ball well. They rebounded the ball well, and the only difference in this basketball game was turnovers. They only had 11 turnovers, and uncharacteristically for us, we had 19 on the night. And those 19 turnovers, you know, led to them having some easy baskets. You know, both teams shot the ball extremely well. You know, we shot the ball 52% from the three-point line. Anytime you do that, you feel you got a pretty good chance. You know, we hit 15 of 29 threes on the night, and I was like, wow, we're shooting it well. But then you look at them, they shot it, you know, they shot it at 44%. And that was, I didn't expect that. They had a freshman come in the second half, and he hit, I think, four or five three-pointers, and I don't know if he missed one. And that was kind of the tide that turned it as the game went along, because every time we'd get close to 4 or 5, you know, right in that area, boom, he'd hit a three-pointer and push it back to 7. And eventually we just ran out of time and ran out of energy. Scoring on the night, we were led by Matthew Arndt. He had 26 on the night, and he was on fire. He was 8 of 9 from the three-point line. It's just the kid's got an uncanny ability to shoot the basketball from the outside. He's got a beautiful release and follow through, and we see it all the time. Whenever Matt shoots, we feel like it's going to go in, and on this night, he did. He, like I said, he was 8 from the three-point line for 26. Pretty balanced. We had Carson Besson with 16, Davis Passer 12, Brock Bierenhill 10, Baxter Koloff 8, Carson Young 4, and Tygan Allpress had a bucket. So we were pretty balanced scoring-wise on the night, but again, we got to do a little better job on the defensive side. Rebounds, we were led with Bess had 10, and Carson Young had 5. Assists, Bess had 6, and Davis and Brock each had 4. Bess had 4 steals, and Tygan Allpress had 2 steals. So overall, you know, like, again, it's a competitive game, and we're right there. We just got to figure out the way to close out the games.
Okay. Then last night you traveled, you hit the road last night.
Yep. Last night we had our regular season finale. We went to McRae as a team that I think they had a little injuries early on the year. Their record may not be that. I think they only had 5 or 6 wins on the year, but we knew we got them at home by 10 earlier in the season. But, you know, this being their last home game of the season, they're going to be ready to play. Tough for Jim to shoot in, especially on the one side where you got the open end. So that, which we liked, or I liked anyway, for Montevideo with that deep background. So coming in there, once again, we just, I think they scored on their first 6 possessions. And of those 6, I think 4 of them were 3-pointers. So we got ourselves down by double digits really early in the game. But we were comfortable with that. We've done that before. And we battled back. And I think we went to the locker room only down 2, 32-30. We come out in the second half, and it was very competitive, physical game. Interesting calls, I'll just say that. Interesting calls throughout the game. And we were right there. I think we had a 4 or 5 point lead. Then they got it back. And then it just kind of went down toward the end. We had to do some fouling, and they outscored us 42-37. And they came away 74-67 win. Just one of those, I feel bad for the kids. Work hard once again, but we gotta figure out how to get some stops throughout the game and have some consistent. And then when we do get a stop, how do we get that rebound? You know, just a little missed assignment here, or watch the ball there, or not a box out here, or a tip ball. All those little things add up. And like we tell the kids, or what I've been thinking is, you know what, we have to start making our own breaks. We can't hope for the other team to make mistakes. We got to go out there and start turning it, and, you know, dive for that loose ball, set that screen, make sure we get the tips and things like that. So it's not for lack of effort, because these kids work their tails off every game. It's just right now we're just not making enough breaks, and the ball isn't bouncing our way. We shot the ball pretty decent on the night. We were 38%. They were 42%. We hit 14 of 38 three-pointers for 37%. Huge difference in this basketball game will come down to the free throw disparity. We got to the line 10 times and made 5. They got to the free throw line 27 times and hit 16. Wasn't a lot of flow in that game. A lot of fouls being called out in the front court and underneath. And like I said, it was just one of those games where the officiating got to us a little bit, got to all of us, and we got to do a better job, and that starts with me, of making sure we don't allow those things to get under our skin, and that causes us, you know, they were in the double bonus pretty early, about with probably 10 minutes ago, so every time they went to the line, that's 2 shots. Right. And when they outscore you by 11 points and you lose the game by, you know, 7, free throws definitely come down, and we always talk about that as free throws win basketball games.
That's right.
Rebounding-wise, we got out-rebounded by 10. We had 21 assists, led by Best with 6, and Davis had 4 rebounds. We did an okay job on that. We had to always feel like, you know, we're competing on that when we only get out-rebounded by 10. Baxter had 10, Best had 9, Davis had 8 on that. Best had 3 steals, and Carson Young had 2 steals, too. We only had 13 turnovers. They had 12, so that's kind of that number we like to be around, 12. Scoring on the night, we were led by Matt Arndt in the second half and really carried us. He had 26. He was 8 of 13 from the three-point line again. So, you know, he's got that ability to really get us back into the game fast. Davis Batzer had 21. Best had 16. And then Baxter Kalloff had 4. Carson Young, Nolan Smith, Tygan Allpress, and Brock all played, but did not score on the night. So overall, you know, it's a frustrating way to end the regular season, but the best part about this is, starting next week, everybody's 0-0.
Yeah.
You know, with playoffs coming around, that we can't dwell on what's happened in the past. We gotta look and move forward. We have our seeding on Monday, so hopefully we know where we'll be. Kind of got a hunch we'll be somewhere in that 5-6 range, is kind of what the QRF looks like and what I'm seeing. So, you know, unless something shocking comes out, that's kind of where I perceive it to be. You got Dawson, and CMCS is probably your 1-2, and then it's going to be kind of a toss-up out there.
Okay. And Super Saturday for the boys are over in Monty next Saturday, right?
Yep, you're correct. So yep, we'll be over there.
I like that setup like that.
Yes and no, I like it, but I also feel like, you know, if you're a 1-2 seed, you worked all year, it would be kind of nice to get a home game.
That's true.
Playoff. atmosphere. But it is a fun thing. If you like basketball, you know, it's a great place to go over and sit down, and you can watch basketball, four basketball games.
Yep.
So there is pros and cons to it. Yep.
All right, Robin. Well, thank you for the report. This next Saturday, then, in Monty.
Yep, that's what we'll be shooting for. Kids will be ready. I know they work hard, and that's exactly what I'll expect and what they'll bring on Saturday.
All right. Head coach Robin Rademacher. Yep, go ahead, Robin. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Nope, that's fine.
Okay. That's head coach Robin Rademacher of the Lochaber Valley boys basketball team. We'll take a commercial break, and then we're going to talk with head coach Carly Wager of the state champion Shadows right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
This week at the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson, Kip has Bungard's butter on sale. Creamy Bungard's butter, perfect for your winter baking and cooking, $4 a pound. Deli meats at the Country Butcher in Dawson, 10% off this week. Stock up before it's gone. Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1, and closed Sunday and Monday. That's the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Hello, I'm Alan Henson, and I'm proud to be working with Sullivan Auctioneers. With the entire Sullivan team working alongside the Henson family, we bring the strength of a family-run business with local decisions and national exposure. We know what matters most to you, getting the best results fast and efficiently. Whether you're selling ag land or equipment, our team has the expertise to maximize your returns. We're here to provide personalized service to fit your needs. Visit SullivanAuctioneers.com to see how we can help you today.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We are excited, or I'm excited, because we're going to talk Shadows, the state tournament at the Target Center. What, last weekend, Carly?
Yes,
okay.
Yep.
Well, last week. Time goes fast.
It does, yes.
Well, thanks for coming in the studio to talk Shadows and kind of wrap up the season here.
So. Yeah, I'm excited to be here again.
Yeah. Well, we're going to back up before the state. We didn't really get a chance to talk to you about sections in Montevideo. It's always a fun event there in Montevideo.
It is. Always lots of energy, brings in a big crowd of people, and so it's a good, close competition to go to.
Yep, and Jesse Nelson over there in Montevideo staff, they do a great job of organizing that and running it.
They
just
do.
It runs smooth, doesn't it?
It does, yes. They've been doing it for many, many years, as long as I was a part of the team.
Yep.
So they got it under their belt.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about sections and the results and how that went for you. How do you got to state?
Yes. So unfortunately, I wasn't there. I was homesick, which was not fun. But
oh my goodness, I felt for you when I heard you.
Yes, it was not. I got sick about 2 a.m. that morning, and I just knew it wasn't going to happen.
Oh,
so
wow.
Thankfully, Aaliyah Schomer, our other coach, was able to, you know, really take the reins and help prepare the girls mentally, as it's kind of a shift for them, too, you know.
Yep.
So
I understand you're still in contact with them.
Oh, yes. Yep. We were texting all day. So
and you were encouraging the girls?
Yeah. Give them a little song with a little write-up, a little inspiration kind of thing to get them in the right state of mind. And so Ali was able to read that and share that with her, with the team and stuff. So that was good. Yeah.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You weren't the only coach that was sick. I know a couple other coaches that couldn't make it that day. So
it's just that kind of season.
Yeah. Well, you almost want to be sick at sections, not at state.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So
okay. Tell us the results then.
Yeah. The girls ended up performing one of their best performances for both kick and jazz. They came out very strong. They're very determined to really give their best performance and peak at state or at sections. And so they did exactly that, and they walked off the floor feeling so proud and confident of themselves. And at that point, we really just, you know, are so happy that they are so happy with how they performed. So, and then once the awards came and they announced us for first for both, we were ecstatic. So it was a lot of fun.
Section champions again.
Yes. Yep. Right. It's been a couple years since we were. So last year was YME for both, and we got second for both. And now this year we got first for both. So, yeah.
First is good.
Yes, it is.
All right. So that catapulted you to the state tournament at Target Center. And can't say enough about Target Center. And it's a great venue to have the state tournament in.
Yes. Yeah. They run their state tournament very smoothly as well, too. And it's always a fun time for us and the girls. A lot of fun team bonding moments happen there, and a lot of laughs and a lot of memories. And so it's one of those things that you really look forward to doing and going, but you don't really want it to end because it's just so fun.
Some good send-offs by the school, at the school, too.
Yes. Yeah. We are so fortunate to be a part of such an awesome, both communities, both Lac Parle and Dawson are such good supporters of us, and so we're just so thankful for that.
Give a shout. I think it was the Kranz that made that huge sign.
Yeah.
And put it in a big crane.
Yes. Yep. He started that when Chloe got on varsity in seventh grade. And so I told him he's going to have to do that each year we go to state now. So until Tenley graduates anyways.
Yeah, you can see it about a mile or two coming into Lac Parle Valley. There,
yeah. So. It's the little things like that that get the girls excited and fired up. And
you can take a nice coach bus down the state.
We do. Yes. Yeah. We get to ride down there in style and comfort and just kind of part of the fun.
I noticed the girls are all dressed up on during the send-off. What was the purpose for that?
I know. They really love to just get dressed to the nines and take cute pictures with each other. Just kind of a fun girly thing. Yeah. Us coaches, we just are in our sweats. We go for more of the comfort.
There you go. You go out for supper that night too, don't
we
you?
We do. We go eat at Buca. So
where?
Buca de Pepo, I think it's what it's called. So
is that
it's
Italian.
Oh. Yes. We get Alfredo and spaghetti and salad, and it's a whole big thing, and cheesecake. So the girls always look forward to that.
Awesome. Okay, let's talk about state. I'm just going to turn it over to you then.
Yes. So Jazz was first on Friday, the 14th, and so we knew going into it was going to be very close between us, YME, Holdingford, and St. Cloud Cathedral. It's been close all season, and so we knew we really needed to go and give our best performance. And so prelims, I would say they gave a very strong performance. You could tell there were some nerves, you know, as to be expected, dancing on the state floor.
Especially when you got a 7th grader.
And yes.
An 8th grader?
Yep. Yep. 8th grader, and then a couple 9th graders that are new. So
I told Dee when they're coming on floor, can you imagine being...
Yes.
Heart
I know.
Must be bounded.
Yes, she just did phenomenal. You'd think it would. She'd been dancing with the team for many years, and so
I interviewed her afterwards.
Did
too.
You?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Pretty cool.
Yes, and so they had a very strong dance for prelims, and so we were ranked first for prelims. YME was ranked second, and Holdingford was ranked third.
Maybe why don't you just explain to our listeners how that works. You
have
12 teams, right?
Yes, you have 12 teams. And then for prelims, all 12 teams compete against each other and on to finals. And so once the finals you're announced, not in any specific order based off of your rank. It's just random draw. And then what maybe people don't know is that the scores from prelims basically get thrown in the trash. They don't matter to the judges or to us, essentially, because the finals is a completely new competition. And so whatever you placed in prelims does not affect your final score. And so you're judged.
So out of them 12 teams, they pick 6.
Yep. And then
dance in the finals.
Yes. Yep. And then based on how you perform for finals, that's determines your final placing for medals.
Right. And Friday was Jazz, like you said.
Okay. Yes. Yep. And so for that, we obviously ended up with first place state champions. Wyoming was a close second, and then third was St. Cloud Cathedral, and so they ended up beating out Holdingford in a tiebreaker for that third spot. And so to break the tie, that means their rank points were the same, and so then they tally up their actual points. Oh. And so they had won by 5 points, so they were very close.
Wow,
really? For that third spot too.
Wow.
So but for
that's
Jazz,
kinda rare to a tie, isn't it?
It is. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but it's happened a couple times this year. So
do you know how they break that tie then?
Yes. Yep. They tally, they add up like the regular scoring points. Okay. So they, each judge scores you on specific categories and they rank you 1 through 10, okay. Give you points that way.
Okay.
And so then, yeah, so like they, St. Cloud Cathedral had a total score of 556 and then, they won with that by 5 points.
Okay.
So yeah.
So when they bring you out, and you're going to name who the third place is, runner-up and champion, when you hear Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd, what goes through your mind?
Oh, it was just a surreal feeling. We cried. We were so excited. It was just a wow, we really did it kind of moment. And so the girls just really worked so hard for it all year. They just had that goal in mind of what they wanted. And we knew that they were fully capable of doing it. And so I think that just really pushed them and drove them to work harder too.
Why don't you explain a little bit about the jazz routine, what it is, the music, how you came up with that championship jazz routine?
Yes. So Elise Schomer, she has so much more jazz experience than I do. And so I am thankful that she joined us on board. This is her second year coaching with us. And okay. So she really takes the reins for the jazz routine. And we kind of all collectively agree on the jazz song. And so we wanted something different for this year. And it's like a slower song called Fix It to Break It by Clinton Kane. And so we just really haven't done anything slow and like contemporary like that in the past. And so we thought it would be something new and different and a good challenge for the girls. And so she did a phenomenal job of choreographing that routine and making changes where we thought we needed changes and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. My broadcast partner, Aaliyah's mom,
yes.
Dee Schomer, she got pretty emotional.
I
had to broadcast by myself for a while.
Yes. Oh,
a lot of
so
tears
awesome.
And, you know, just collapsed a little bit.
Yes. Very proud.
Overjoyed. Very proud. Very proud.
Yes.
So quite a moment. It's always quite a moment.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, they ended their jazz season with a bang. They had a rank of 5, which is, yep.
Perfect.
That's
a perfect score.
At state, yep, they dropped the 2 low and 1 high scores. So, yeah, we were really excited about that.
Jazz champions.
Yes. And so then for our jazz all-tournament team, so us coaches choose 2 dancers for the jazz team. And this is based off of their athleticism and leadership on the team. And so we chose Hannah Oy, who's a senior this year, and Molly Halverson, who's a junior this year.
Good.
So, yeah.
Okay. So that was, and then we celebrated with the parents and grandparents and the
yes.
students. That's my favorite part.
Yes,
when
it is.
Watching you girls come down the escalator.
Yes.
And everybody applauds.
Everybody cheers.
And it's just a sea of people.
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
It's an awesome feeling, and the girls really appreciate seeing all their fans and their support and loved ones, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's turn our attention to Saturday, then.
Yes. Something that maybe people don't understand is after that long day of jazz, we go back to the hotel and we have kick practice that night.
No. Seriously?
Seriously, oh. Yes. And so it doesn't end. And so, I mean, we're in a small banquet room, so you can't do much formation-wise, but we worked on a couple things kick-wise, and then we always team up and lay down on the floor, and we call it visualizing the routine. And so we play the song, and they do the routine. They talk through it together and practice their facials and being sharp and kind of marking it in their head. And I truly feel like that's a strong part of being successful out on the dance floor as well, too. So
it's a lot of mental.
It is. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, we had a strong prelims performance for kick. This was now on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, again, kind of like Jazz Day, those prelims performances, you kind of get your jitters out a little bit. We always go back and watch the video and just kind of see what things need to be tweaked if we make finals and stuff. And so we were, after getting to finals, making it to finals, we saw that we were in first place, but it was very, very close with YME. And so we had that inkling of like, oh my gosh, we can do this, but we have to bring our A game once again. And so with it being so close with YME, they are a very strong program as well, yep. too. And so, which both are in our sections, which says a lot about our section. Yeah, so
amazing.
It is. Yeah, so we love that friendly competition that we have with each other.
You push each other, really.
Yes, yeah. And something that people probably don't know, too, is we don't tell the girls what place we're in for prelims. Right. Just mentally, we feel like that helps prepare them for their finals performance. And right. so they didn't know that we were currently in first place. But we had a conversation of like, we can do this. We need to really focus, and we'll go around and talk about some things that we need to fix. But we need to have you give your all for that final performance. Yep. And so that just really fired them up.
Yep. Especially if you're a senior, knowing that that's going to be your last dance.
Yes, exactly.
So you kind of control your emotions on that too.
Yes, yeah.
That's got to be tough.
It is, yes. As us coaches, yeah, we had to really try to put on our poker face, because of course we were excited, you know, to see, but we also need to be realistic in that finals is a whole new competition, and prelim scores don't matter. So,
okay.
Yeah. And so for finals, we gave a very strong performance. It was stronger than our prelims. We did have a little hiccup in the kick line, and that did make us a little nervous, because when things are that close, normally you can't have that stuff happen. But I feel like watching back the video now, and watching it from above, yep. that was really the only hiccup that happened. Everything else was solid and just awesome. And so,
did the judges deduct for that?
I mean, basically deduct it. There's like a category that's under execution, okay. Degree of accuracy. And so they might deduct us a point or two from that.
Okay.
And so, but we scored higher in all the other categories. And so it wasn't enough to get us right. to that second place. Okay. But as coaches, we weren't sure, you know, going into finals. So, yeah. And so why we had a rank point of 6. And so why me, or 7. For finals, and then YME had a rank of 8, and so we had beat them only by 4 points, which is just bunship wins. So, yeah, and then Holdingford got 3rd place.
There. I really like their routine, Holdingford.
Yeah, yeah, they did a superhero theme,
yep,
so it was very themey routine versus YME and us, where we had more of like a fierce kind of song. So,
yep.
Yeah,
good. Well, congratulations. Double blue, they call it.
Yes,
right?
Double blue.
You get blue, 2 ribbons.
Yes, yep, 2 medals. Yep. So the girls said that they were going to sleep in them that night. So they were so excited.
And I commented how nice the color blue goes with the high kick uniform.
Yeah, yeah, it really sticks out on
yeah,
there.
It does.
So
you know, Dean and I commented about your uniforms and high kick. At Target, you don't really notice it a lot in high school gyms, but
yeah.
at Target Center, those, the what do you call
rhinestones?
It? Rhinestones. They really pay it. It sticks
yes,
out.
It does. Yep. Our Jazz uniform had over 1,000 rhinestones per uniform.
Oh.
And we have our parents, our dancer parents, put each one of those on
oh
for both kick and jazz.
Oh
so we're so thankful for them that they're willing to put in yep. that work for us.
Okay.
So. Yeah, and
all
then
right,
we have an all-tournament team for kick. And so, again, based off their athleticism and leadership for the team. And so we had nominated Addie Tufto and Reese Johnson for that.
Well-deserved.
Yes, yeah.
Well, champions in jazz, champions in high kick. Doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that, no.
That was so much fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So some other awards that we were recognized at with state at the state tournament was the MADT Academic Achievement Award. So that means that our team qualified for having a cumulative GPA of 3.75 or higher. And so, yeah, we are just so proud of the girls for really putting in the work into the classroom, yep. And prioritizing that, and then putting dance second and stuff. So we're thankful for that. And then our seniors also, all five of our seniors. So we have Addie Dahl, Reese Johnson, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, and Addie Tufto. They also all five earned the Senior Academic All-State Award with a cumulative GPA of 3.85 or higher. And so that's awesome to have all five seniors to be able to earn that award as well, too.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Smart girls, too.
They are, yes.
All right. Anything else we want to mention here?
Yeah. We also have, we had nominated our four dancers for All-State Dance. And so that is coming up March 8th. And so there was over 400 nominations of dancers for this particular event. And so for single A to triple A in both jazz and kick. And so we got all four of ours picked this year.
Nice.
So,
who are they?
We have for jazz dancing will be Molly Halverson and Harper Grunholz. And for kick will be Addie Tufto and Micaiah Poost. And so that takes place on March 8th at 7 p.m. And that'll be at Prior Lake High School. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Carly. Hey, did you do the Radisson Olympics?
We sure did, yes.
Who won that? You got that? That's fun. I want to know who won that. What was the skit?
Yes. We,
tell us what that's about first.
Yes. So Radisson Olympics is something that we look forward to each year. And so the girls are have to come up with a skit with their hotel room. So the girls that they're staying with in their hotel room, they can't bring any props or any extra stuff from home. They have to just use what's in their suitcase. Oh. And so the winning skit was Shayla Meyer, Addie Tufto, Paisley Martinson, and Chloe Gleggie's room. And so they did a Family Feud game show. And so it was just so funny. Shayla had gotten her tights and wrapped it around her head like a bald cap, and they just go all out. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs.
Are you
so,
involved in the Radisson Olympics too, the coaches?
Well, we've started this thing since I started coaching, that the coaches put on a little skit for the girls too. And so we kind of did a U of M jazz spoof of, have you seen the U of M dance?
Oh, yeah.
The black uniforms, yep. And then the white. Yep. Yep. And so since I have zero dance experience for jazz, I was the girl who laid on the floor with the one rose in the white uniform. And Aaliyah did all these fun tricks and stuff. And Grace and Jada were dancing by her we had chocolate roses that we got to eat later. So the girls walked in and we were kind of in our spots, and they kind of freaked out. So that was fun. They knew exactly what was going to happen. So awesome. I think they kind of look forward to seeing what us coaches come up with each year.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, it's fun for us too.
Very memorable state experience.
Yes,
that's what it's all about, isn't it, Carly?
It is, yes.
Girls remember that for the rest of their life.
Yes, yeah, we truly are a family. Yep. So,
and you guys work really hard.
We do.
At your craft.
We put in a lot of hours, a lot of time for those 4 months, so it all paid off.
And I don't know how you do it, a full-time career teaching first grade, and then that, because that's time-consuming.
It takes a village, yes. I'm very thankful for my husband, Justin, who really carries the load at home with all the laundry and cooking the kids' supper and stuff. So thankful for that and everybody else who helps support us.
Right.
So.
Congratulations, Carly, once again.
Thank you so much, Paul.
For state championship. Nice talking to you. Thank you for all the time you give me and Dee during the state tournament and section tournament, too. Appreciate it.
Yes, we always appreciate dance being covered, so thank you.
Yep. All right. Head coach Carly Wager of the state champion Shadows. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
It's the annual indoor boat show at Tenson Marine in Raymond. Start thinking summer by checking out the new Sylvan, Sun Chaser, and Starcraft pontoons during the boat show at Tenson Marine. Yamaha offers a wide variety of outboard motors, ranging as low as 2.5 horsepower to as large as 350 horsepower. Yamaha, has a motor that will fit everyone's needs on the water. And the best news is that Wayne is offering boat show pricing now through the end of the show. So stop in today at Tenson Marine in Raymond for all your boating needs. Tenson Marine Boat Show starts Thursday, February 27th. And listen for live broadcasts from Tenson Marine right here on Q92. Monday night, Q92 Sports has the Camden Conference Boys Basketball Championship game from Tracy Milroy Battleton High School. It's the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, champions of the Camden North, taking on the Panthers from TMB, champions of the Camden South. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off Monday night right here on Q92. Tune in.
Let's take a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. 90th birthday party for Harvey Weber will be at the Madison VFW today. Hours will be from noon until 5 p.m., so head over to the VF and wish Harvey a happy birthday. You're invited to a his and hers wedding shower in honor of Sarah Johnson and Joe Weeding. That'll be going on today from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at Madison Mercantile. Everyone's welcome. Sunday the 23rd, the Lock Barrel County Museum will be presenting the video of the Lock Barrel Historical Bridal Show Wedding Dresses event. The original live event was in 2023. Yeah, I'm at the museum. Come and enjoy a special wedding display along with wedding treats, including wedding cake, on Sunday afternoon at the Lock Barrel County Museum. Sunday over at the Appleton VFW, they'll have a benefit brunch. Proceeds going to the Lock Barrel Valley Softball Booster Club. Serving will be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Omelets, hash browns, toast, juice, and coffee. So join them for that benefit brunch, the Appleton VFW, on Sunday. The pasta fundraiser will be held at the Marietta Fire Hall on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Alfredo, lettuce salad with toppings and all the trimmings. Meal includes one free card for bingo, which will be at 1 p.m. Takeouts and in-town delivery available by calling that day, 320-668-2153. Proceeds from this pasta fundraiser will benefit the building of a community center in Marietta. It's been sponsored by the Marietta Hometown Committee. And again, that's tomorrow, Sunday. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, February 21st through Monday, February 24th in Theater Number 1. It's Captain America, Brave New World, rated PG-13. In Theater Number 2, Paddington in Peru, fun for the whole family, rated PG. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand in Madison.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to wrestling. And here a week ago, we were in Marshall for the Final Four of the team part. And there were four good teams there. Well, actually, the whole section was pretty even. For about five teams, any one of five teams could possibly go to the state for Section 3AA. And on Saturday, Team United was wrestling New Ulm, and it went right down to the last match, like a number of matches have gone. And New Ulm won that match and ended Team United's season with 20 wins, so a great season. And it was a good match against New Ulm, Hank.
Yeah, it was a great great duel and great atmosphere all around in Marshall with Marshall, New Ulm, Worthington, and us there. It was a, like you said, it was a great year. A bunch of teams could have made it out of the section, or a very competitive section. Like, we beat Hutch in the first round by one, and I know New London gave Marshall a great run in their first round match, and then for New Ulm and us to be there, four or five teams could have made it out of the section. But yeah, like you said, Marshall ended up beating New Ulm in the finals, and then Marshall ended up getting the 5 seed, so I think they wrestle Becker at the state tournament next Thursday. But yeah, I can go over the results from last Saturday between United and New Ulm.
Yes.
Started with Eli Olson at 107. He won by a major decision, winning 15-7. And then Nelson Velazquez was in a tight match, ended up getting pinned late in the third at 114. At 121, Gavin Mortensen had a great match and won 7-3. And at 127, Grayson Olson battled hard and lost a 6-0 decision. Then at 133, Tygan Long gave up a major decision, losing 14-5. At 139, Ben Gunlickson won by a major decision, 10-1. At 145, Holland Shocker ended up getting caught and pinned in the second period. Then at 152, Bentley Botham ended up getting pinned in the first period. At 160, Cameron Sather won by a major decision, winning 12-1. At 172, Noah Meyer battled hard and saved us a team point and only giving up a tech fall, losing 20-4. Then at 189, Brian Rohde got a pinfall in the second period. At 215, Landon Olson got a pinfall in the first period for us. And then I think United was down by three going into heavyweight. And New Ulm had a tough 215-pounder. They bumped him up to heavyweight, and Carson battled hard but ended up getting pinned in the first period. And final score ended up being New Ulm 36, Team United 27. So, yeah, it was a tough way to end the year. You know, you never want to end it. You always want to make it to the state tournament, but it was a great year all around, 20-7. And we had a lot of great competition on our schedule this year. Tough schedule, probably one of the tougher ones we've had in a long time, with Becker and Annandale and all these teams, Wilmer reaching out to us, wanting to wrestle us because we've had some success the last couple of years. So definitely a tough schedule, and to come out 20-7 is pretty respectable. And a great year all around. We were conference champs, team champs, and individual champs. So that was great to do that again. Great year all around. Now we're trying to punch a few tickets to the state tournament for these boys today. A lot of them have a great opportunity to keep their season going, keep their careers going, and get one more tournament in after this one.
That's right. And it's in Dawson today at 10 o'clock. So buzz over there and cheer Team United on, the 13 individuals, and have you go through who's going to represent United at each weight class.
Yep, it's in Dawson, so it's nice for the boys to have that home field advantage. Hopefully you got a good crowd over in Dawson starting at 10 o'clock. The individual sections in the top two end up going. Yeah, and they wrestle through true second, so if you lose to the one seed, say, in the second round, you can come all the way back and take third and then hopefully get a true second match to get to state. We start off with 107. We have Eli Olson, who's having a great year. He's got one loss on the year, I think almost 40 wins. He's having a really great year. He's hoping to get back to the state tournament again the second year in a row. Then at 114, we have Griffin Johnson. He's wrestled 107 for us, back up to Eli all year. He bumped up to 114 for today's tournament. At 121, we have Gavin Mortensen, who's having a great year. He is looking to take that next step up and make his first trip to the state tournament. At 127, we have Grayson Olson. He's got 30-plus wins as a senior. He's chasing down his 60th win today. He's hoping to get that. Then at 133, we have Tygan Long. He's having a great senior year. He's looking to make some noise here at the end of the year. At 139, we have Ben Gunlickson looking to get his third state entrant punch today. Then at 145, we have Holland Shocker, who missed a good chunk at the beginning of the year with an injury, and he's just starting to come into his peak form, prime form here now, looking to make some noise at 145. At 152, we have Cameron Sather. He's having a great year. He's looking to make his third trip to the state tournament. Then at 160, we've had a few guys out, dinged up, so we have 8th grader Teddy Botham making his varsity wrestling debut, looking to win a match or two and get some good experience in. At 172, we have senior Noah Meyer, and he is having a great year. He cut down from about 200-plus at football, and he's cut down for the team, and he's really coming into his own there at 172. At 189, we have Brian Rohde. There's about four or five guys that have all beaten each other at that weight bracket, so there's anyone can come out of that bracket, so it'll be a fun one for Brian. At 215, we have Landon Olson. He missed a good chunk of the year with mono, so he's still coming back and feeling a little bit of those effects from that, but he is working hard, and you can't tell when you see him out on the mat. He doesn't look exhausted or tired at all. His conditioning is great, and he's got a great opportunity to make some noise and maybe punch his ticket to the state tournament. Then at heavyweight, we have Carson Gareppi, who's a senior. And he's an exciting one to watch. You guys broadcasted a bunch of those matches where it came down to heavyweight. He's definitely an exciting one to watch, and you can never count him out of any match. So he's looking to make a trip to the state tournament. And that's our 13 guys, and hopefully we've got a good crowd over in Dawson today. And
with the three schools, we can get a big crowd there, and every time something happens as far as a takedown or putting somebody on the back, a big uproar will go, and the kids can hear that, and that's a great thrill to, and a great honor to host that tournament. The school at Dawson Boyd is a beautiful facility there, and come on over and cheer the kids on.
Yep, should be a fun day of wrestling.
Talk about the results on the next Culture Show next week, Hank.
Yep, thank you.
Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Well, that wraps up another Coach's Show here on this Saturday morning. We're going to get to Dick Newman and Danny Lee. They're over in Dawson for the Section 3 AA Individual Wrestling Tournament here shortly. And I'm going to take off for Montevideo, and we'll have that La Caprile Valley Girls basketball game with the Minnesota Vikings. That's a section game in Montevideo at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Saturday Morning Coach's Show. And now it's time for wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufty Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Auto Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Lackbrow Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludwigs and Tiling, Friends Bank, Puris and Dawson, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Chris Wodzinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Pearl Cloth Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan Field Dress Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Trugestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Klein Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Okay, good morning and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for Section 3 AA Individual Wrestling. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. And this is the best part of the season, Danny.
Well, this is what you train all year for, and you know, you hope you're healthy. Yeah, with all the flu bugs going around, you hope the kids have shook that, and you come in here in sound mind. And
well, there's 10 teams here. They all wrestled in the team concept with Marshall coming out, number one from the section, and they'll be wrestling next Thursday in St. Paul at the Excel Energy Center, and we wish them the best of luck. So
Now it's up to the individual. It's kind of unique in that way in the sport. I guess tennis, cross country is kind of that same way where you run or participate for the team, and then once the team is eliminated or if they can go on to the next level, the individuals also have a shot at that.
I was talking to some of the coaches beforehand here, we're down visiting, and they said they really stressed this week because you got to change your whole mindset of how you attack this match because you only need to win by one now. There's no advancement points. There's no bonus points for the team. It's all individual here. So just go out there and do what you got to do to win. And if it's by 1 point, you advance.
That's right. And thanks to Neon Needles for supporting all athletic endeavor in Dawson Boyd and Lacaparo, Mineota, and Camby, but you get the player of the game. But now you get a special one if you should happen to get a pin. You know, like Danny said, all you have to do is win. But if you should get a pin, find yourself in that situation, go ahead and pin them. But and then you get a special T-shirt in wrestling.
Like we were talking about earlier, you know, the kids that get a bye, they sit here, and it's always nice to get that first match, and it just kind of takes the nerves out of you, and you know, and if you're a quality wrestler, you probably don't have to worry about it. It's probably going to be a pretty easy win, but you just go out and break that sweat and kind of get yourself set for the tournament. And we've got just a couple guys that have buys. All the rest will be wrestling in the first round, so it should be a lot of fun.
Ideally, when you set up brackets, it's 8 teams or 16 teams, you know, but or individuals, and everybody would have a match or a contest. And now with 10 teams, you're going to have some people that don't get a match right away, but they'll get a match sooner or later. But it's nice to get out there and get the butterflies out of your system a little bit.
It is.
Yeah. Well, we have three mats in the gym. We're going to have some type of an introduction to the teams, but while we're waiting for that, let's go through the brackets for Team United anyway.
At 107 pounds, Eli Olson for Team United, a 39-1 junior, believe he is ranked second in the state, will be wrestling Brody Kopp from Laverne, a 19-12 sophomore.
Okay. At 114, we have a change in the lineup. Griffin Johnson is, I believe, an eighth grader.
Yeah.
And he'll be wrestling in a pigtail match against a young man from Laverne. Doesn't have the first name on the program, but Carvin Lenski's. And the winner of that would go against Lincoln Christensen, the number one seed from Marshall.
At 121 pounds for Team United, Gavin Mortensen, 27-17 sophomore, number two seed in the tournament, will be wrestling Levi Kraft of Marshall, a 10-13 freshman.
At 127 pounds would be Grayson Olson, who is the fourth seed, with a 31-13 record, and he'll be wrestling Hyatt Hansen from Windham Mountain Lake, an eighth grader with a 23-18 record. That's a pretty good record for an unseeded wrestler.
Young kid. At 133 pounds, Tygan Long of Team United with a 14-22 record. He is a senior, will be wrestling Tegan Crawl of New Ulm area, a 24-12 junior.
At 139 pounds, number 38-4 record, a junior. He has a first round bye, and he'll get the winner of the Leif Ingebrigtsen from Laverne, senior with a 34-14 record, and Max Martin from Hutchinson, a senior with a 34-11 record, also. So that'll be a good match for Ben. Martin is seeded number four, and Ingebrigtsen probably number five seed.
At 145 pounds, Holland Shocker for Team United, 18-9 junior, will be wrestling Tyson Lawaji of Marshall, a 35-10 record, and he is also a junior. We were talking about this down when I was talking to coaches. Maybe the toughest weight class in the tournament. There's everybody's got a winning record. I mean, there's some 27-8, 35-10. There's one 10-9, so he's close to 500. But it's that's going to be a really tough weight class.
Well, then at 152 is another number one seeded in Cameron Sather, a junior with a 34-8 record, and he has a bye, and he'll have a match against a Pigtail. Once again, the first names or records are not there, but Lang from Fairmont Martin County West and Briggs from New Ulm. And that'll come on, and the winner of that will wrestle the winner of Drew Chandler from Marshall, a senior with a 30-14 record, and Caleb Nelson from the London Spicer, a sophomore with a 21-18 record. We'll send it back to the studio for while we're having the national anthem here at Dawson Boyd.
Thinking of building a pole barn, garage, home addition, or deck? Think of Hendrix Farmers Lumber Company. They're your one-stop building headquarters. They can draw up your plans, figure an estimate free. They do houses, additions, cabinetry, floor coverings, and garages. Hendrix Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs, paints, building materials, fencing. Give them a call at 507-275-3359. That's area code 507-275-3359. For all your building needs, it's Hendrix Farmers Lumber Company, located downtown Hendrix, Minnesota.
Here's your Q92 Country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs.